This is PCJ Radio International. PCJ Radio International presents the longest running international show. Yeah! The Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Pehon.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Hello, everyone, and welcome to your program, Happy Station, from PCJ Radio International. And as always, it's very nice to have you with us today, wherever you may be. That's right, wherever you may be. There's people right now who I know for a fact are listening to this program as they're flying in the sky. And you're probably thinking, what, did they drink too much and they're so high? No, because this edition of Happy Station, the one that you're listening to right now for our partner stations, is also part of the in-flight entertainment for China Airlines on certain European and North American routes. So if you're flying right now at 35, 40,000 feet, happy hello to you. And tell the flight attendant to come over, order a drink, and we'll have a toast together. All right. We actually have quite a few interesting things to get to today. But before we do that, I'm going to have a little preview right now of this week's Jazz for the Asking, that a number of the stations that carry this program also carry that program. This week, we're featuring the music of Oscar Peterson with a concert that was recorded in Cologne, Germany in 1961. So to have a little preview of Oscar Peterson, we're going to take now a listen to Oscar Peterson, recorded in Paris, not the concert that we're featuring this week, a different one. Here he is with his trio, Ray Brown on bass, Ed Thigpen on drums, recorded in 1965, Oscar Peterson, The Lamp is Low. Thank you. The Lamp is Low. Oscar Peterson and his trio recorded live in Paris in 1965. And that's a little bit of a preview for this week's Jazz for the Asking, as we feature a live concert recorded in Cologne, Germany in 1961 of Oscar Peterson and his trio. So do tune into that. And of course, if you if you're listening to this show on a station that is not carrying Jazz for the Asking, contact them and say, hey, we want to hear Jazz for the Asking. If they say no, well, you can always download the show, of course, from our website, which I'll give out a little later on in the program. Now, let's get to a couple of comments that have come in over the last little while. People are very knowledgeable about the fact that we have in our archives many, and that's a bit of an understatement, but many programs from Radio Nederland going back to the 1950s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. And a lot of you have written us saying, we know that from time to time you run them, but how about featuring some a little bit more often and a more variety of stuff? And this got me thinking, you know, there's so much material that we have, which is literally just sitting there. I don't even know how many hours of stuff that we have, but it's literally hours of material. And people would like to hear stuff, you know, like some of the music programs, some of the interesting reports about Dutch life that were done many, many years ago, including dramas. And this is something that I think a lot of people are not familiar with, but there was a time when Radio Nederland also produced drama programs and radio plays in the 1960s and 70s. We have a number of those as well. So I thought that how about starting today, every so often we dig up one of these programs from the archives. And we have a very interesting one today, and it's a series that Radio Nederland produced that was targeting the U.S. market, the U.S. and Canada market, and also Australia as well. And it's an interesting little music program, and we'll take a listen to this, and we'll tell you more about it after we listen to Thierry Robin from France with L'amour s'envole.
C'est comme la nuit. Ton amour est une fleur d'amande. Que ton âme soit blanche ou noire, elle me séduit. Ton amour est une fleur d'amande. Aïe aïe aïe. J'ai trompé le peuple à chaud. Le gitan connaît le cœur de l'homme. La plume dure plus longtemps que le marteau. Au cœur de la nuit, je m'abandonne. Aïe, aïe, aïe. L'amour s'envole, fond de tes yeux l'amour est nu. Le vin est le vrai miroir de l'homme. Petite bouche de rose ouverte dans la nuit. Aïe, derrière tes yeux l'amour s'amole. Aïe, aïe, aïe.
Thierry Robin with a very nice bit of flamenco guitar there with a track called L'amour s'envole. Now, getting back to what I was just saying before we listened to that, many of you have been suggesting you would like to hear some of the archive programs from Radio Nederland going back to the 1950s. So I was going through tape and tape and tape and tape and decided, you know what, I'm going to start digitizing some of these. And we'll bring them every now and again. Now, back in 1960, from 1960 to 1963, Radio Nederland produced a series of programs called Dutch Light Music. Now, this was a series that was targeting the United States, Canada, and Australia, where many Dutch people had moved after the Second World War. But it wasn't just targeting the Dutch audience, but it was also targeting an audience that was not Dutch, to tell them what Dutch popular music was like. Everything from jazz, swings, popular standards, including some classical and some folk music, and classical, I mean, it was everything mixed up, right? The programs were 15 minutes long and were sent on 10-inch records. Now, when Radio Netherlands decided to do this series, which was done in Dutch and also in English, they decided, well, let's have one host. So they contacted Teddy Slotin. Teddy Slotin was a very popular Dutch singer at the time. In 1959, she won the Eurovision Song Contest for the Netherlands with a song called A Little Bit. A Little Bit. We'll play it one day on the show. And she also recorded several albums with her husband, Henk Slotin, that were children's songs. And she made a lot of television appearances, and she did so many concerts and many, many recordings and everything else. She died on April the 8th in 2010, so just about 3 years ago. And this was a very successful series. It lasted for a number of years, and we actually have a few of them in our archives. So sit back and enjoy it. I think you'll have a lot of fun listening to it. And I'm wondering right now if there's anybody out there that remembers listening to it.
Radio Nederland presents Dutch Light Music. And here is Teddy Scholten, well-known Dutch Light Music singer, to introduce the program.
Hello. Yes, it's my tune time again, and I'll be glad to introduce some more Dutch talent to you, starting today with three extra special artists, mouth organists as well as comedians. One of the three is also a composer. Their name is the Hotcha Trio, and they're going to play the Hotcha Cha-Cha. Yes, that's it, the Hotcha Cha-Cha.
Cha-cha-cha. Cha-cha-cha.
Some time ago, I told you that our artists are very versatile, and I don't think I exaggerated, for here's another example. One of our most popular singers is Willy Alberti, who became so popular because of the Italian songs he sings so well. His top disc, Marina, became well known in the States. Just recently, he was awarded the Edison, a kind of Oscar in Dutch phonographic industry. Willy Alberti is true to his own language in the following song. The title is Mariam.
Mariam, Mariam, heb je nog eens van? Er is aan mijn zee nog een plaatsje vrij, zeg Mariam, wat denk je daar nu van? Mariam, Mariam, heb jij nog een plan? Kom, laat ons samen naar de kermis gaan, zeg Mariam, wat denk je daar nu van? Op het marktplein, daar doen we dan een dansje. Op het thuisplan van draaien in het rond. En dan maak ik wie weet wellicht een kansje op een kus van je kersenrode mond. Mariam, Mariam, heb jij nog een man? Ik wil jou tot vrouw, want ik hou van jou, zeg Mariam, wat denk je daar nu van?
Laguestra is the rather exotic name of a Dutch clarinet player who is absolutely obsessed by Latin American as well as Oriental music. Here he is now with his Latin American ballroom orchestra playing his own composition, Bonita Catalunya.
Thank you.
The Miller Sextet is one of the oldest combos in Holland, named after their leader Ab de Molenaar. Yes, that's Dutch for Miller. Several members of this sextet became well-known soloists themselves, like, for instance, pianist-singer Pia Beck. But let's listen to the Millers with their own special sound. It's their signature tune, Make Mine Millers. Accordionist is Matt Matthews. Not a Dutch name at all, I know, but his own name, Mathieu Schwartz, is a bit difficult to pronounce in the States, and that's where he lives. A little while ago he came to visit Holland, and during that trip he made the recording The Hague. And with The Hague, dedicated to our beautiful city, The Hague, I'm going to close this program. I hope you liked it. If so, please drop a line to this station. We always like that. So long for now, and thanks for listening.
Dutch Light Music was introduced by Teddy Skolten and came to you through the facilities of Radio Nederland in Hilversum, Holland.
From the archives, a vintage program called Dutch Light Music from Radio Nederland, the Dutch International Service. Or, as they would call themselves at the time, the Dutch World Broadcasting System. Apparently they had a system for world broadcasting, yes. Anyway, if you enjoy this show and you would like to hear more vintage and interesting programs from the archives of Radio Nederland, do let us know. Our email address is hs@pcjmedia.com. That's hs@pcjmedia.com. All right. Okay. Time now for music. Here is a group that many of you will enjoy. Boney M. Yes, with Rasputin.
Standing knees.
But the ladies beg, don't you try to
Russians.
Love the ending of that. Oh, those Russians. Boney M. and Rasputin. And I'm wondering if maybe we should dedicate that to Vladimir Putin. Could you just picture them, you know, at the G20 summit that was held in St. Petersburg? All the world leaders, Vladimir Putin, Angela Merkel, Barack Obama, all dancing around the conference table. You know, I kind of wonder sometimes, you know, when these big conferences take place, because there's a lot of meetings, of course, that cameras are not let into, and the press and the media is held away. You know, what goes on? Do they let their hair down? Except for Vladimir, who may doesn't have that much hair to begin with. But, I mean, do they let their hair down, relax, and say, and could you imagine Obama saying, hey, Vlad, come here. You know, Merkel and I, we're going to do some, you know, dancing and stuff. And, you know, Angela Merkel saying, you know, I could bring the two of you under the table. And Vladimir going, oh, that is not very good. You know, this vodka is much better than your German beer. And Obama is saying, well, I got something even stronger than that. I mean, could you just picture it? I just think it would be amusing and rather fun to see if these world leaders really just kind of let their hair down and let things go when the cameras are not there keeping an eye on them. And if they do, more power to them. I think, you know, they should, you know, have a little bit of fun, you know, and maybe if they did have a little bit of fun, maybe they can, you know, clear up some of the messes that exist right now. So if there's anybody out there who covers this kind of conference and you have a hidden camera, let us know. I think it would be highly amusing to see. All right, let's move on to our next thing. This week, and of course, as always, you can catch a second edition of the Happy Station Show Sundays on our regular transmissions to Southeast and East Asia from 1330 to 1430 UTC on 11835 kilohertz. Our transmission, of course, always begins with Andy Sennett and Focus Asia Pacific. And this week on Happy Station for that region, we're not going to be presenting the name game like we have been doing with Bob Zanotti. Instead, we're going to be joined by Victor Gunatelica, who's going to be telling us some very interesting information that's been happening to international shortwave broadcasts to South and East Asia. Last week on Media Network Plus, we did run a little excerpt of it, but you can hear the full one this Sunday from 1330 to 1430 on 11835. If you're outside the target area, like I said before, just go to a website, sign up for free called Global Tuners, and click on the tuner for Hong Kong or Indonesia or the Philippines, and you can catch the broadcast. This week on Media Network Plus, we're going to be putting our attention on Radio Free Sarawak, and we're going to be joined by the woman who started that station, and that's this week on Media Network Plus, heard on our partner stations around the world, including on satellite, on the World Radio Network, and Sky Digital in Europe. And apparently, and I'm a little bit surprised about this because I thought the organization had folded completely, but there was a satellite service called what am I thinking of now? WorldSpace. And apparently, WRN is still on WorldSpace, and WorldSpace is still around. Now, that was sort of news to me when we had a few people writing in saying, I listened to you on WorldSpace, and I went, what, didn't they fold? Didn't they go off into the dust? But no, apparently they're still around. So, if you are listening on WorldSpace, more power to you. I'm so curious about that anyway. Time now for more music. We're going to take a listen to a song that was made famous by Simon and Garfunkel called El Condor Pasa. But here it is performed by Los Incas. Thank you. Los Incas, they're performing Simon and Garfunkel's El Condor Pasa. This past week, when I was shopping for music, I came across a new album from Natalie Cole, a daughter of Nat King Cole, where she recorded a whole bunch of songs in Spanish, just as her father did in the 1950s. Maybe you're not aware of this, but Nat King Cole had a very successful career in Latin America, singing songs in Spanish, which is unusual because he couldn't speak Spanish and he would learn everything phonetically. When I was living in Cuba, I visited the Igram recording studio, which was the studio, the main recording studio for RCA. It used to be called RCA, and the name was changed to Igram Records in 1960. A year after the beginning of the Cuban Revolution. And it was a well-known studio in Cuba. Many artists, not even those that were on RCA Victor, but also other labels, would go there and record in these studios, which at the time were some of the number one studios in Cuba. Nat King Cole decided to record some songs in Cuba while he was performing at the Tropicana nightclub, which is still around today. And there was a very old man who was sitting in the lobby area next to the receptionist. And I was sort of trying to, without making it noticeable, but trying to listen to what they were talking about. And I went over and I said, excuse me, did you say that you worked here in the 50s? And he said, yes, very old at the time. He's no longer with us now. But in the 1950s, he was working as a sound engineer for the old RCA in Cuba, and continued working with them through the 60s and 70s until when he retired in 1985, he told me. And he was at a couple of recording sessions that were made in Cuba, in Havana, by Nat King Cole. Now, of course, if you meet somebody like that, you're going to strike up a conversation. We ended up talking for hours because I was so curious. I said, what was it like? He said, well, Nat King Cole, Señor Nat King Cole, would come to the studio, and he had a language coach with him from the Berlitz Language School. And they would sit in the control room, and he would practice the songs, and every so often during a take, they would come out and they say, oh, Nat, could you please, there's the wrong pronunciation for this word, this should be pronounced this way. So then they would redo the song again and so on and so on. So he said sometimes one song would be done maybe in 8 takes before it was actually done correctly. And he told me this funny story how one time, before he did the first recording session with Nat King Cole in Spanish, he was walking by the studio. He heard Nat King Cole. He was, oh, this is exciting. I'm going to listen in for a bit. So he's listening in for a bit. And he was recording some other musicians in another studio. And then during one of the breaks in the recording, he saw Nat King Cole in the hallway having a cigarette. So he thought, oh, I'm going to go up to Nat. And he did. So he went up to Nat King Cole and he said, por favor, señor Nat King Cole, tu canción es mucho, mucho cantada. And he started speaking to him. And he said, all of a sudden, Nat just looked at him and said, perdone-moi? Excuse me? What? That's when he realized, of course, that Nat King Cole couldn't speak Spanish. So the translator and the person who was helping Nat King Cole with the pronunciation of the lyrics came out. And he said they ended up having a nice conversation with him. He said it was so interesting because he said he really didn't know at the time that Nat King Cole couldn't speak Spanish. But, you know, as I said before, having singers singing in a language which is not their own is not that unusual. Many opera singers, Italian opera singers, British, American, Australian, any language of any country, opera singers, quite often will sing in languages that they don't speak in. Excuse me. Happens quite a lot. It really does happen a lot. It's quite interesting, actually. It is. All right. So speaking of Nat King Cole, I thought we would take a listen to Nat King Cole with one of those sessions that he made in Havana, Cuba. Here he is with Quizás, Quizás, Quizás.
Siempre que te pregunto que cuándo, cómo y dónde, tú siempre siempre me respondes, quizás, quizás, quizás. Y así pasan los días y yo desesperado, y tú, tú contestando, quizás, quizás, quizás. Estás perdiendo el tiempo pensando, pensando, por lo que más tú quieras, hasta cuándo, hasta cuándo. Y así pasan los días, y yo desesperado, y tú, tú contestando, quizás, quizás, quizás. Y así pasan los días, y yo desesperado, y tú, tú contestando, quizás, quizás, quizás. Estás perdiendo el tiempo pensando, pensando, por lo que más tú quieras, hasta cuándo, hasta cuándo. Y así pasan los días, y yo desesperado, y tú, tú contestando, quizás, 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 quizás.
Quizás, 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 desde Nat King Cole, one of the songs that he recorded in Havana, Cuba, at the old RCA Victor Studios, which are now known today as the Egram Studios, and many other Spanish recordings that he made were not just made in Cuba, they were also made in the Capitol Studio building in Los Angeles, in California, in the United States. Fun, isn't it? I have a whole Spanish album from Nat King Cole, and I know that many of our Spanish fans right now, or Latin American friends, fans and friends, would want to hear more. Especially one song that we get requested for, which is the only one that I don't have, called, what is it called? Oh my God, I can't remember it now. My mind has gone blank. I'm sure that after we finish doing today's show, I'll remember it. And if I do, I'll try to dig it up for next week. Anyway, before we go, once again, if you want to contact us, our email address is hs@pcjmedia.com. That's hs@pcjmedia.com. You can also listen to this program and past editions by visiting our website, www.pcjmedia.com/hs. Or just go to pcjmedia.com and click on Happy Station Show, and you'll find all the most recent recordings. There's also a link there where you can subscribe to this program in iTunes. Our final selection today is also in Spanish, with an artist who was very popular in Latin America and in the Spanish-speaking world. His name is Ray Conniff. He toured throughout Latin America and also Spain and did a couple of albums in Spanish. One of the first ones that he did was called Nat King Cole en Español, which came out on Columbia Records in 1966. Now, the music for the tracks was recorded in California. But because his singers couldn't sing in Spanish, he took the tapes to Mexico, where he ensembled a group of singers to sing the same songs in Spanish. So the song we're going to take a listen to is a very, very famous song. Oh, hugely popular. It was a big hit for Petula Clark called Chow Chow. And I know what you're saying. What? Well, that is what the Spanish version of the song Downtown is called. Chow Chow. So that's how we end today. So until next time, friends, so long. Au revoir, au revoir, adios amigos, and Sayonara.
Yeah.